You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Hollywood It Guy in the house on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks and on Blog Talk Radio. Did you guys hear about the new player? You can go to WTVNetworks.com or thewtv.com, and if you have any type of electric unit that is something to go on the internet, most likely you're going to be able to listen to our show now. No more problems, no more flash problems, none of that stuff. Props to Blog Talk Radio. I'm blessed. So I'm going to pop out a song here and have it in the background while we're playing. And this is called Save Our Youth. And props to my man Shane Sparks with the Planet Dance Show, which is going to be on tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And in honor of this song, we have a really awesome guest. She's 14 years old, but she's making it happen, saving the youth. Yeah, check this out.
Can we all come together and show our youth we care? Even though it might be challenging, they need to know we dare. In my eyes, it's like all this madness isn't fair. What a shame, because their souls are pure, but who's to blame? If we all came together, I'm sure that we could change, make a difference in their lives. Just see, it ain't the same. It's not about hanging out on the corner, making change. It's about education, or getting occupation.
There you go. See, that's what it's about. And so in honor of the topic of saving our youth and foster children and everything, we have Cassidy Mack coming up. She's going to be coming up later on in the show around 2:20. Stay tuned. Man, does she have a story. And her mom's coming on. We want to thank my co-host today, which is in the studio here with us as well, Jaira Valente, actress, model, and producer extraordinaire. Jaira Valente is on the show. What's going on, Jaira?
Hey, everybody. I'm doing quite well. I am in the fire zone, you know, out here.
Oh, man, everybody that's listening, make sure that you bow your heads, please, because I know that fire is really severe. And okay, let's have a moment of silence really quick, guys. Hold on one second here. Gots to pray. And so are you getting the smoke in your house and all this stuff? Like, how close are you?
Oh, I'm very close. Actually, there's ash and smoke completely filled with my home. And, you leave it up to God and the universe, and I think everything will be all right.
Well, you know, you just have faith and everything will be all right. It's not you think everything will be all right. If you have full faith, it will be all right. There's no doubt. And
absolutely.
But you're on the Easy Talk show, and thank you thank you for the time, and thank you for helping us get our guest last minute. As you guys know, we had Ashley Keating that was supposed to be on, which is a super little pop star girl, and she's got her new single, Hell of a Ride, that we were going to play exclusively. In fact, maybe I might even still play that exclusively. I don't know. I'll text the PR, see if it's okay. I'm not going to do that. They probably wouldn't want me to do that without her being on the show. But it's an awesome single. This girl is making things happen. She's hanging out with all the Disney stars. She's got a single release party happening on the 14th with Rashad. I hope I'm saying his name right. Rashad from Shake It Up. She's making it happen. But unfortunately, guys, last minute this morning, I got a text from the publicist. And can you believe this, Tara? Her poor little vocal cords. She's sick, and she needs a rest. And the doctor said you can't talk, you can't sing, can't do nothing. Got to take a week to rest.
It happens. Yeah.
It does. It shows you that she's a hustler. But as you guys saw, it's been on my blog. It's been on all the Facebook and the Twitter. Ashley does apologize. She really wants to be on. And thank you, Ashley, for sending that tweet out, by the way. She sent out about three different tweets telling you guys what's going on. So we are going to reschedule it. We are going to have her on the show. It's just not going to be, unfortunately, today. But in honor of, the young viewership, I know there's probably a lot of young people that are listening. We wanted to make sure we got you a really cool guest, young guest that's got an amazing story, and it's still going to be an awesome show. So this is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio making it happen. And Jaira, we were going to talk about today. We were going to be talking about the trials and tribulations of industry and being a public figure, and man,
right.
You go through some stuff, don't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's quite challenging, you know. The road can be difficult, and you know the trust issues and with various you know people out there, and you know. But it's all about you know just sticking to your dream, and if it's something that you really, really believe in, and you believe in yourself, and a lot of hard work, you know, you can make it happen. But do expect when you finally start getting some of that success and recognition and getting out there in the public that you start getting the stalkers, the emails, you know, all those type of things. And you just got to really try hard to have faith and not let those things get to you, because you know what? Expect it, that it will happen.
Yes, you're completely, completely right. And so what are some of the trials and tribulations that you've faced? I've been seeing some hatingness and some stuff on Facebook,
right,
on you and stuff, and how are you dealing with it?
You know, it is quite frustrating. There was something that happened the other day that I was rather shocked about. My email has been hacked twice in the past 2 weeks, and it was a personal family email that I'd sent that was a heartfelt message, and I saw it all over the internet, and I was like, oh my God.
Ouch.
You know, this, I would have never, yeah, and it was, actually, it was looked to appear that I had posted it myself, which I would never do. I mean, it was a personal family email. So, you know, you get things like that happen, and then when you've worked with people in the past, I mean, I'm humble. I started out as an extra, you know, as many, you know, people in the business have, and there have been actually one main person who I was very good friends with, and we were on set as an extra years and years ago. And of course, what I start saying, oh, who the heck do you think you are? You think you're somebody now? And all this really negativity spawned at me, and it was very hurtful. And you have to really get a thick skin, because unfortunately there are people who end up being jealous and, you know, who engage in that kind of behavior, and you just can't empower that. You have to empower yourself, you know, with positive, and surround your people, you know, surround yourself with people who have positive energy. Because it's going to happen.
I completely agree.
You've been a victim yourself, Eric. I know that personally. And it's a shame.
I don't even want to go into it, but I just got one question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever had, a little punk, somebody get to the point where they literally went to the extent of putting you on, like, bad defamation of character type of blogs and websites?
You know, I don't think I've experienced that. I know you have, which I was mortified, because number one, you are awesome, and you know, your whole Easy Way movement is all positive and spiritual and motivating, and you're charitable. And so for anyone to have ever said anything negative, you know, about you on the internet, or you know, what are those things, where, you know, you report people that, you know, that they're, you know, unreputable, whatever. It's totally ridiculous, you know.
Well, you know, I'm just going to be real, because I'm always real with my fans. I don't care. I got nothing to hide. I had some little punk. You know, we have a pretty good idea who it is, but some little person put me on Ripoff Report. And Ripoff Report, I'll let you know, guys, live on the radio, is an extortion company. Come get me. If you have a problem with me saying that. And I would not say it live on air if I haven't done my facts and my research. And the reason they're an extortion company is really simple. They put negative posts on people, whether it's true or false, they don't care. And then they tell you, hey, pay us a bunch of money and we'll take it down, or we'll help you with it, or whatever. And then there's other people that get involved and they try to get money out of you. It was on Channel 7. It was on a ton of stuff. You guys can do your own research. Ripoff Report is an extortion company. So if you ever see anybody on Ripoff Report or any of those negative blogs, my suggestion is really, really do your research and look that, you know, Bill Gates and you know, real major people are on that stuff too. So you know,
it's,
I mean,
ridiculous.
It doesn't hold too much weight, you know what I mean?
Right. You can be anybody off the street and put someone's name on there as that they're, you know, an ethical person, and it's just not true. You know, it's like you were saying, Easy, it's just pure extortion and lies.
Yeah, and do your research. Do your research on the people and look at the positivity. Look at the stuff that they are doing. Look at their IMDb. Look at, you know,
absolutely,
their Wire Image, their PR photos, their Getty, their this, their that. Who are they dealing with? Their endorsements. You know, like, if they have validity to them, if they have you know, credibility on many other cases. Don't judge. I'm just saying, don't judge somebody off one little stupid thing when there's hundreds of thousands of other positive things. You know,
exactly.
I don't know why it is that everybody gravitates towards the negativity. You know, like it's if you could have 101 positive, awesome things that you've done, mm-hmm. and you get one little negative thing, and everybody's going to go after the negative thing and forget about all the positive.
Oh, I know. I've experienced it. It's just, it's really, really sad. And, you know, just like we were talking about, Steve, that sometimes as well, which is unfortunate, as you have a career in the entertainment business. And, you know, we all start out, whether you're waiters or whatever it may be, you know, when you're a young actor, an actress, producer, director, whatever it is in the entertainment field, you know, we all start with humble beginnings. And, you know, it's just really sad that sometimes, unfortunately, what happens as well, I don't know if you've experienced this easy, but I'm sure many of our listeners have, that even your own family sometimes is not in support of what you're doing. And they think you're ridiculous, you know, and you're making a fool of yourself pursuing a dream when, in fact, you really believe in your heart and you do try hard and you're dedicated and you don't give up, you know, and you just hope eventually that, you know, they'll come around and see that, you know, it's not just a pipe dream. I mean, if you really do have talent and you work hard and you're dedicated, then, you know, like you were saying, by the fruits of your labor, you know, the things that you've succeeded in and the connections you've made and the people you've helped and how charitable you are and giving to others should really be a sign as your success.
And you know what? I haven't personally, thank God I haven't had a family member, like blood, you know, really.
Yeah.
You know, screw me over, but I have had people that I've treated like family, that I respected and I thought were like family. And in fact, I have a situation. I have a story I'm going to share with you guys. I'm not going to say names or any of that type of stuff, but I had a situation where when I first got in this industry, I actually met a gentleman that was a very high level, respected manager. And it kind of showed me the ropes and introduced me to people, and we got involved with a lot of great situations. And I trusted this guy as like an industry dad. You know, I really got close with him, and I was like so blessed to meet him and really get to work with him. So I ended up doing my thing with What You Need TV and doing red carpets and stuff. And I found a photographer that was very skilled, and I started working with her. And I basically showed her the ropes, introduced her to people, started putting her in positions, music videos, this, that, and introduced her to Wire Image people. And now today she's really huge. She's really major. She's out there. And so we had a relationship, and I started doing my thing, and I wanted to manage this girl, because I'm like, wow, you know, I've really introduced her to a bunch of people. She's making it happen. Her skills are amazing. And so we were talking. I was going to manage her. And the person that I trusted with my life almost, I mean, I really was close to this person. Ended up meeting this particular individual. And get this, guys, and if you have any stories you want to share with us, please call in at 914-338-1303. Please call in and share your stories. But get this, that person I trusted that was family to me, the other person I trusted that was pretty close, which was the photographer, those two got together, and that particular person I trusted as family signed the other person out from under me, signed her as her manager, and then called me up and said, if you want to do anything, please contact me and do everything through me. I thought it was a joke. I felt like I literally got stabbed in the throat, the gut, and every piece of my body. I was like, are you serious? Is this really for real? And it was, you know, and I'm sharing that story with you guys because the way I handled it, I prayed. I said, Lord, give me strength. Let me keep moving. And now today, I feel that I'm way above that situation. I'm in much better situations. So the moral of the story and this topic, guys, is when you have big bad things happen to you, just keep moving, have faith, and you're going to get better things. Bigger and better the way God wants it to be.
Right, yeah. And just as you were saying, I've had, you know, personal struggles as well. You know, like I hinted upon, you know, family a little bit, you know, unfortunately, in my own personal experiences, probably a lot of our listeners have, you know, divorce, you know, all those type of things that you go through in life. And, you know, unfortunately, children sometimes take sides. And, you know, so that's been somewhat of a struggle, you know, and especially when I was a very successful realtor, selling million-dollar homes in the area, in the Calabasas, Westlake area, and very successful. And as the market crashed, the only other thing I could fall into was acting and producing, since I did act as a child, but yet I did not have family support whatsoever. So I can relate to anyone out there who doesn't have that family support and they think you're just chasing that pipe dream. So I feel you, people. I've been there in really painful and heartache.
We have
but
a caller, Jerry. We're
going to
go ahead and answer this caller, 248-3682. You're on the line.
Hey, what's going on, Eric? It's Luke Jaden.
Oh, Luke.
Oh,
hi.
How you doing, man? We got the little next director, producer, prodigy guy.
Luke, he's amazing.
Nice to meet you guys. Thanks for joining us, man. You guys, this is a 17-year-old producer, director, actor. Made a lot of stuff happen. Thanks for joining us and doing it the easy way today, man. Tell our listeners, a couple short words, who you are, what you're about, and how you're enjoying the show.
Yeah, no problem. I'm really enjoying it. It's great so far, and I've agreed to everything you've said about the management and families and the supporting.
Yeah.
But I'm an actor, producer, director, writer. I just finished a feature in Mississippi with Eric Roberts called Rumors of Wars. It's due out for release this summer. And so watch out in your local theater for that, hopefully. They're just talking with the distributors.
Exciting.
And I just finished directing my project Madman or Martyr with Tim Holmes from Oz, Philip Edward Van Leer from Prison Break and the show Boss with Kelsey Grammer. And we're in post-production for that, and we're going to be
sending
it through the festival
circuit. And you're 17 years old? Are you kidding me?
Not kidding.
So share with us a struggle story. What's some of the hardships that you've gone through? It doesn't have to be too long of a story, but what's the hardest time that you've gone through in moving forward to the success you're telling us today?
Oh, man. There was this one time when I first got into acting about 4.5 years ago. I got new headshots. I was submitting every day. Then people at school, they were kind of, they were breaking away kind of from my friendship and not supporting me like they should have been. And one day I got an email and I was all excited. Now, this is going to sound stupid to you guys, but this is what happened. There was some like talent site or something, and I fell into that trap, but I got out of it. I signed up, and it was when Transformers was filming, Transformers, the last one that was released. And my friends played a prank on me, like I had gotten a role, and they were like, Michael Vick. They're like, yeah. Ever since that, haven't fallen in that trap, and that's probably one of the worst things that was.
And
like
what, man? You moved forward from it, and now look at where you are today. I bet you those people are like, man, I wish we didn't play that prank on him. Oops.
Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny, Eric and Luke, how when you finally attain that success after all your trials and tribulations, all of a sudden all those people who were your friends who didn't believe in you now want to be your friend again.
Exactly. And we have another caller, too. We're going to go ahead and grab this caller, 240-2244. You're online. Easy talk. Talk to us. What's your struggle?
Hello.
This is Rich Rotella, R-O-T-E-L-L-A.
Hi, Rich Rotella. How you doing?
Hi,
are you enjoying the show? How'd you hear about us?
I'm good, Eric. My manager is Ryan Torres. He told me to call in and give you a call.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Ryan's
cool. Well, nice to meet you, man. We're talking about success and struggles right now. Tell us in a few short words one of the struggles you've encountered.
Well, let's see. I'm married, so that's a daily battle.
Oh, that's no, it. You died. You win.
No,
okay.
Just kidding.
I'm not
going to
touch that.
Wife.
I'm not going to judge it.
No, she's Irish. She's a beautiful girl. Basically, I've been acting since I was 7 years old. Came out to Los Angeles in 2009 during the worst economy ever. And just basically push forward. If you really want to see my work, all you have to do is YouTube my name or just go to Funny or Die, just Rich Rotella, and you will see over 50 short films. I just did a national Betty White commercial for Tide Laundry Detergent and starred in a Lionsgate movie called The Newest Pledge.
Oh, nice. Congratulations,
awesome.
Man. And you know what? We're kind of short on time. We're gonna keep talking to you, but when we come back, I'm gonna play a quick commercial here, really quick, and one of our artists. We're gonna play some music here, guys. But when we come back, I want you to just tell in a few short words of what struggles that you've encountered. Have you ever had to sleep in a car? Have you ever not had any money? You know, I know me personally, I'm dealing with a lot of struggles, and I have a lot of people on this show that are very successful. But I really want to relate to the audience and what things that they possibly go through. And Ryan did tell me about you. I do want to talk to you. But when I come back, I want you to think. I'm going to give you a couple minutes to really think about a struggle, you know, a struggle that you've encountered. You know, has anybody ever stabbed you in the back? I mean, I know you have tons of them, and everybody's always afraid to talk about it, but I guarantee you that if you do, you'll feel better. This is like a therapy show. We'll be right back, guys. It's the Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to go ahead and pop on my girls. Eva's the Universe, this is Why Is It? Why is it people don't talk about their struggles? I don't know. We'll find out when we get right back. Bye-bye.
It's not the first time you've shown up to fight with me. Half four in the morning. You're brave when you're drinking, so say what you came here to say. Never had a warning that you keep it all inside ya. I don't wanna make you hide anything. Tell me that I'm wrong if I am. I know we can't agree on everything. You always surrender. Bleed a little bit. Come on, put up the fight. Just one time, make me
by my beautiful co-host, Jaira Valenti, and we were just talking to this awesome caller, represented by Ryan Torres. He's an actor. He's making it happen. He's just doing things with Lionsgate and tons of great successes, and we told him to think about his struggle for a little bit and some struggles he's encountered. Talk to us about some of the trials and tribulations that you faced, caller.
Well, you know, normally I don't really get into detail about my personal life, but I understand that's what you want to hear about. So I'll tell you a little bit about my journey to Los Angeles. Basically, I ran an internet company for 4 years after college, making good money, but I hated it because I wasn't doing what I was born to do, which is acting, because I've been doing it since I was a little kid. So I saved up $8,000 on the side, working my ass off. I was basically working 80 to 90 hours a week. I know that sounds insane, but I pretty much almost killed myself and saved up $8,000 in 14 months on the side. And then I had to leave my girlfriend of 5 years behind and my entire family and everything I knew, packed up my car. I still have pictures, and drove across the country, the classic trip from the East Coast all the way across 70 down into Los Angeles to pretty much find a disaster, just a totally broken city in terms of the economy and everything like that. Even my first apartment had like $140 in it, which really was terrible. I had to sleep in a Gelson's parking lot for a couple of days, so I've been there, and I get the struggle. And the biggest struggle now is really just getting to discovered. I was blessed enough to come in the top 10 of In Living Color for the remake, but unfortunately they picked somebody else. So
In Living Color, one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, the Wayans family, good people.
Nice, man. Well, hey, you know, I apologize if I had to pull that out of you, but now look at where you are now. And that's my whole point is you went through that, and there's probably a ton of other listeners listening right now going, man, I went through that too. But now look at where you are now. You're dealing with Lionsgate. You're dealing with people. You're in Living Color, all these awesome things. So people that are dealing with it, you just inspired thousands of people. And so, thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, no problem, Eric. I mean, if it's one thing I've learned, there is no yesterday, there is no tomorrow, there's only today. So just keep moving forward. It doesn't matter what happened to you in the past. You just got to push through it and just take every day as a gift because life is short.
Absolutely.
You're right.
And learn from it, too. Learn from it. Learn from our past.
Well, I want to talk to you, behind the scenes after the show. Ryan has been talking to you, man, and thank you so much for sharing with us. And we're going to go ahead and cut to a quick commercial break here, guys. This is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. And when we come back, we got our special guest, Cassidy Mack, who's 14 years old, making it happen. And this girl has her own charity, her own foundation that helps foster kids, and she has some very unique struggle stories. And yeah, we're doing it the easy way, guys. And thank you so much. Again, we apologize for our last guest, but this guest is gonna blow your socks off, blow your mind. I'm telling you, that's what it is. But thank you so much, guys, and we will be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure. Today's guest on Easy Way Broadcasting is Cassidy Mack. Fans know Cassidy from her many television, film, and commercial roles. Now she is making a name for herself in the world of charity, with her nonprofit organization, Love Gives Chances, which empowers fostering. Give a big, easy talk welcome to Cassidy Mack.
Welcome, welcome, our guest today, you guys. Cassidy Mack, she's 14 years old. She's making it happen, and she's really making it happen for the right reasons. And she's got her lovely mother in the studio here today with us. Cassidy, we have our co-host, Jaira Valente. I want to introduce you, and thank you so much for being on the show and doing it the easy way.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks.
Great to have you, Cassidy.
Thank you so much for coming on, and I'm hearing great things. I'm seeing awesome credits on your IMDb, but ultimately you seem to really be making it happen, and you had a lot of hard struggles, it seems like, as a foster kid, but you're really doing some amazing things. But it's really awesome that you want to help these other foster kids. And I was talking to your mom for a while. And so talk to us. Let's start out. I mean, we're going to go into who you are and how you've done what you've done and how you got where you are and the story about you. But I'm really fascinated to hear, some of the success stories that you've done with some of these foster kids. Or talk to us about the foster life and what you're trying to do to help these kids.
Well, there's 100,000 children in the foster care system right now. And of those, there's 100,000 waiting to be adopted, and I was one of those children. But because of a family who came along to take a chance on me, they really just gave me a chance to be the person I am today. And I know exactly who I am, and I know what my purpose is in life.
Gotcha. And who are you, and what is your purpose in life?
Well, my purpose in life is, first of all, helping foster youth. I never knew that I could actually go out in the world and touch these children's hearts, but I've met so many wonderful children out in this world and amazing adults who really are inspired to adopt now, and that's one of my purpose. And for Love Gives Chances, there's three main goals. One of them is to empower all survivors of their journey through their foster care system. My second is to provide scholarship opportunities for foster youth to attend camps and to match their interests and passions. And my third goal is to see more foster youth find their forever families before they age out of the system.
Now, is this
how
your
old is she?
She's 14.
How old is she? Oh, my God. Wow. Congratulations. That's just amazing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, can you believe that? So now, is this your idea, Cassidy, or was this your team that you guys got together, and how did everything get started?
Well, mostly it was my idea, because when I was in foster care, I always knew if I got adopted, I wanted to give back somehow. And when I started to get into acting, I knew it was a perfect chance to get my voice out there and to touch these children's lives by starting the foundation.
Gotcha. Beautiful. Now, I'm going to read, if you don't mind, I'm going to read a short your bio here on IMDb so the listeners can get to know you a little bit better. Spending her, and don't laugh at my reading, guys. I'm going to do my best here. Spending her early years in foster care system, Cassidy joined her forever family by adoption at the age of 6, which changed her life dramatically. She started her career on the stage during musical theater, where she caught the acting bug after a chance meeting with Ryan Gosling. She decided that her destiny was actually going to be a film and television actress, and she set out to find herself and her reputation. Luckily for her, she was a television they immediately signed, and her journey began. Since then, Cassidy has joined working as and appearing in commercials, short films, and had several co-star roles on television. She uses her past experience to bring more depth in their performances. Charity work is very important to Cassidy, and that's where we are today in 2013. You're making it happen. You've done a lot of awesome stuff. You've been in a lot of great projects. In all the projects you've been in, Chili Christmas and Zombio, Jukula, Dracula, Bloodsucker Jones, Fifth Street, and all these projects that you've done. What's your favorite and why?
Well, my favorite, it's going to have to be one of my films that I'm getting ready to start to film. It's called Zoe Snacks, and I'm going to be playing Zoe, and it's about a 13-year-old girl who goes through the foster care system and goes through the same challenges that I went through.
So are you a little director or producer too, or are you helping direct this thing, producing, or are you just acting in it?
No, I'm just acting in it.
I was going to say, 14 and a director and producer. We got a triple threat here. Is mom here too? Where's mom
I'm
at?
I'm here too, yes. I'm here too. I'm Jen.
There she is. Hi, Jen. Talk to our listeners. Talk to us, you know, about being the mom of this little child prodigy here.
Oh, well, this is actually my fourth daughter. I've got one graduating from UCLA here in a couple of weeks, another graduating from high school. So God kind of sent me this little one to keep me young, I guess. Little did I know when we adopted her from the system 8 years ago that I would be here doing all of this with her. But the journeys that she's taking us on are just blowing my mind. It's exhausting. Every day there's something new, and it just keeps taking on different legs, and she just keeps going. She has so much energy and so much determination to kind of make a difference in the world that I'm just blown away, and I'm just trying to keep up.
And how do you deal with that? How do you deal with your day-to-day and everything coming at you from every direction? How, you know, I bet you there's other people in your shoes that are like, wow, I deal with the same thing. What's their secrets?
You know what? I really, to be honest with you, I do have a lot of energy myself, as does our family, but I kind of take a page out of her book. She has been through so much in her life, and she never complained. She thinks of herself as a survivor. That's how this whole thing kind of started, is that she was in an acting showcase that somebody asked her to write one word to describe herself, and she chose the word survivor. And I almost talked her out of it had I known what was going to happen at the time. As it turns out, it turned out to be a wonderful thing and very therapeutic for her. But she thought of herself as a survivor, and she decided, you know what? I'm done. I'm tired of people bullying me and not understanding what it's like to have gone through the system and to be, you know, experience all the loss and the, you know, just the negative things that she's been through in her life. And she just decided that she was going to be a survivor, and she created her own line of jewelry that says I'm a survivor on it, which is incredible. And she decided that I want to every single child that is in the foster care system to think of themselves as survivors of the journey instead of victims. And she is so positive, and she just keeps rising above everything that life throws at her. So far be it from me to not take a page from that book.
Wow, and I bet you got a ton of people coming at you guys right now wanting to do stuff around you. That's an amazing story.
Well, I have a question for you as a mom.
Yeah.
I'm a mother of four as well, so I can totally relate, although none of my kids are in the business. But I was a child actor, and I remember getting offered things, and then my mom would say no. And I would get upset. I don't know if Cassidy and you, you know, do that, but in the long run, my mother was right. So have you had any of those challenges with offers that have come in and,
well,
you know, mother-daughter conflicts?
You know, yeah, we... Our goal is to just make sure that Cassidy stays true to herself and her morals and values,
right,
and not compromise herself. And, you know, there have been some projects that have been a little sketchy that we've really had to think about it. Fortunately for Cassidy, I mean, she just turned 14 on Sunday, or Saturday, actually.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Thank you.
She's got such a different story, and she's been through so much that she's kind of, she's an old soul. The things that other 14-year-olds may not be able to handle, she actually is fine with, because she kind of works through different things and kind of she brings a lot to the table that other 14-year-olds don't. So I don't really worry about her in the business as much as I would have if she had been my firstborn, but we really, really, really try to just stay true to our morals and values, and I think
that's
it's
awesome.
More important to lay the groundwork for a positive and strong reputation in Hollywood rather than just jump at every chance. And I really feel like for her, I don't care if my child has the biggest role in Hollywood and the biggest movie coming out this year. If her heart is not in the right place, then I'm not going to let her do it. So the fact
bravo.
That she's doing this foundation because she wants to, not because she has to, is very warming to my heart.
Well, we definitely going to give you a round of applause for that one, because you are right. Yes,
very commendable. Commendable.
Well, you know what you said, and that's kind of what fuels this whole station, is faith. Without, my dad taught me something. There's a lot of great stuff in this world, but without faith, morals, and ethics, it's all a waste of time. And it sounds like we're very similar, and if you follow that guidance, if you follow that saying, would you agree that when you do things that way, things kind of start opening up for you, and God kind of paves the way, and you don't even expect it. It just kind of starts formulating and coming together.
Well, which is what's happening right now. We in our family, we talk a lot about karma, and just, you know, what goes around comes around. It's a circle.
Yep.
The interesting thing is, for her foundation, if you go look at her website, lovegiveschances.org, you will see the logo that she designed herself. And
wow.
The logo here, I will let her describe the logo that she has designed. And when you see it, it's a circle, and it's got a heart inside of it with the tree of life kind of grasping onto the top of the heart, branching out. And then it said, love gives chances. And I'll let her describe what that means.
Before she describes that, hold that thought. We're going to grab a caller here really quick, and then when we come back, we're going to hear how you describe your design there. We'll call it 804-1139. You're on Easy Talk. How are you feeling?
I'm doing terrific. My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia. I'm a global visionary. I can't believe what I'm hearing. God bless this young lady. This is where our future is going to be. It's all about caring and sharing and people helping people helping people. I have a business partner who has a blog talk show coming on at 3 p.m. California time. I don't know if she'd be available for that, but my partner's an expert in the law of attraction. He does a lot of work with nonprofits, and what we have can really kick this thing up big time globally.
Oh,
so,
wow.
My last name has global recognition in the food service field, and I can share that with the host off air, or I'll give it right on air.
We are doing things. This is the Easy Way Magic, guys. You guys are witnessing it.
Yep.
We got another fellow blog talk subscriber, member, family. You're family. If you're on blog talk, we're all family. So, you know, let's make it happen,
I'd
man.
I'd love for you to come to the show, too, but to see what this gentleman's all about. He's just a wonderful human being. He's a Mensa with three doctorates, one in psychology, one in religion, one in theology, and we're actually working with some indigenous who've had many problems with the foster care system and had their taken away. So his name is Dr. Ed Maloney, M-O-L-O-N-E-Y. His show is Focus Change. The call-in number is 858-947-1948, and he'll come on in about 20 minutes, and you can just come on and say that you asked you to call in. And this is Synchronicity. I'm self-proclaimed.
I got an idea, because they'll still be on my show, actually. But I got an idea,
okay.
And I don't know if anybody's ever done this. But we can actually call in on your show while being on my show, so we can synchronize the shows.
That would be absolutely phenomenal, and I'll get off now and alert my partner, because he was just calling me. So God's working miracles, and
this is
the age of miracles, and I think us coming together, there's no stopping. It's going to be beautiful. And I just, happy birthday, Cassie. You're just a treasure, and we got to get you out there.
What a birthday present.
Give me that number one more time, bud. What's the number we're calling at?
Area code 858-947-1948.
And it's called Focus Change?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Hugh, H-U-G-H. The last name is Charlson, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N as in Nancy.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're in about 25 minutes, we are going to, I'll call into that number, and we'll continue. And this is just, we're very sporadic, guys. This is what happens. So we'll see what happens when we call on that show. Thanks for calling
in,
and thank you for supporting.
And have them be ready for your call.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
There you go,
bye-bye.
Cassidy.
All right, guys. So that's the easy way magic. I'm not even kidding. And you're gonna hear, you guys in about 20 minutes are gonna hear two shows, Focus Change and Easy Talk. And thank you to Blog Talk Radio, WTV Networks, and the easy way movement. So that's how it rolls, guys. We just kind of hang out and we're talking about positivity, and we're talking about the struggles and the realness, and that's what happens. You get the interaction. Who knows what's going to happen from that show? I have no idea who they are. I have no idea what they're doing. They could be the biggest in the world. They could be the smallest in the world, but it doesn't matter. We got an interaction. Someone responded, and if you can get one response on anything, then you're doing something right. I love it. So, Cassidy, you're a little superstar here, and Cassidy,
that's
Cassidy's
right.
Mom.
She is reaching out to the world already. See, Mom, and inspiring people.
This is great. She's living her dream, living her purpose.
Yes, ma'am. So what was your dream originally, Cassidy? Think about when you were a kid. You know, 4, 5, 6 years old. What was it that you wanted to do?
Well, when I was 4, 5, and 6, I wanted a family. That was my main goal. And then when I finally got that family, I didn't really know. I tried a lot of things. I tried dancing. I tried art. I tried singing. I tried all these things. But really, I realized acting was my main purpose. And so I really went after that head on. I started acting in classes, getting manager, an agent. It really launched off really quickly. And it's so funny to have a support system and a family and a crew to be around me that still loves me. And I was so, so happy just acting. I didn't care if I've always heard you're going to get a million no's before you get that one yes. And I got so many no's in it. And to me, it wasn't that hard because I was used to rejection in foster care. But finally, when I got a yes, I was like, yeah, I could do this. And I was so excited and so, I was just thrilled to be acting, whether it was an audition, filming, in the waiting room. I didn't care. I was just happy to be acting.
And how many no's do you think that you got before you got that first yes?
More than 1,000. I got a lot and a lot of no's, but when I got that one yes, I felt wanted and I felt loved, just like my family made me feel.
You know, when I interviewed a good friend of mine, Nautica De La Cruz from KGLH, which is Stevie Wonder station, she actually gave us a pretty awesome success story where she was knocking on each radio station when she was littler. trying to get that one chance, and she must have knocked on, like you said, a couple thousand doors. And that, you know, that last door, if you just keep going and you don't stop, there's eventually going to be a yes. That's something I've learned from a lot of my mentors, is no matter what, how many hard times you have or how many times that people say no, there's always going to be a yes as long as you keep going to try to find that yes. Eventually there will be something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, one of my really, really good friends, her mom taught me something that I wrote all over my wall, and I will never forget it. It is, if you stand in line long enough, your turn will come. But if you get out of line, somebody else will come and take your spot.
Bingo.
Wow.
I need like a ding, 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 ding,
I like
oh,
that.
Ooga sound or something.
Yeah. Woo, woo!
She always says to me when she gets that note, she goes, I'm not getting out of line. I'm not getting out of line.
All right, we have another caller. 3-4. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Jira.
No, I was just going to ask Cassidy real quick. Do you think the trials and tribulations that you've gone through in your life have made you have the tools to be a better actor and really get into certain characters that maybe other children can't relate to?
Exactly. When I got cast in Zoe to the Max, I knew, hey, this is me. I know exactly what it feels like to be a foster child because I was one. I know how to cry on cue. I mean, I know how to get those emotions way quicker, and I do believe what I've gone through really does help me in my acting, and it brings all of my experiences together.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to grab this caller, and I think this is one of our biggest fans here. 347-3120, you're on Easy Talk. How are you feeling?
Hi, Eric.
Yep, I was right. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I wanted to really pick up this call because we have two people in a similar situation. Talk really quick, caller, about your situation and where you live and what you're going through right now, and go.
Well, I am in a domestic violence shelter right now, but I was also in foster care. I caught that. I was also in foster care, you know, as a child, from like 9 to 15. Mm-hmm. So I know exactly what that's like, you know,
and
to actually struggle and, you know. But, you know, the people that's going through something like that are, like, the best actors or the best ambitious people. Like, they have a lot more ambition than your, you know, regular person because they want it more, you know.
Absolutely. They're hungry.
Yeah. Right. Like, right now, I just joined a dance crew called Original Skills. So I'm doing that, plus I'm trying to do acting, too. I have a question, though. Like, what is the best way to get into acting?
Well, you need to find a camp. Actually, part of Cassie's foundation is to offer scholarships to survivors of maybe the foster to be able to go after their dreams. So if this is something that you're interested in doing, you may very well be the first recipient this year of one of those scholarships. If you visit Cassidy's website, she's going to start asking people to write essays based on what their interests are and why they're passionate about that. And then she's going to pick a recipient of the first scholarship. So,
first of all, wow, you're a survivor. I mean, what you've gone through, that's really, really tough. I know where you're coming from. And I'm so happy that you're finding dance in your life and find a passion in acting. You just got to go after your dreams no matter where you can or what you've done.
Right. Which style?
I hear a little one.
Oh, yeah,
I
that's
hear a little
my
one.
Two-year-old.
That's,
yeah, I have a
that's
two-year-old
challenging.
Son. Yeah.
Oh, and that's challenging.
Yeah, I have a two-year-old son, too. So I'm doing it for him.
Good for you.
Beautiful.
So what's the website of this scholarship? This
it's called www.lovegiveschances.org.
Love gigs.
Gigs.
like giving a gift. Right, Cassidy?
Okay, love gives.
Yeah, it's love gives chances.
Campus?
.org.
Campus. .org.
You can also email her at lovegiveschances@gmail.com, and you can send your essay to her there.
Okay. What is it?
It's love gives chances Gmail.
Okay.
And remember, anything that you want to get connected to, everybody can always email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com so we can make that Easy Way magic happen. We're the facilitators. We'll make sure you guys get connected. That's what the show's all about. That's what the station's all about. And but this is awesome. I think this is one of my best shows yet. This is like right up there with the 4-year-old that made her dream come true, meeting the Blue Power Ranger. I love it.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah. Cassidy, I'm looking at your website right now. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. The lovegiveschances.org. I have a question. I see a piece of jewelry that says that I'm a survivor with tree. What does a tree represent for you?
Well, my entire symbol really represents the circle. It is representing your support system. First, you have to surround yourself by positive people and not by the negative people who are going to bring you down and make you feel bad about yourself. You have to find people who will lift you up and protect you and love you for you. Then, once you have that support system, your heart is going to grow and be strong and full, and then the tree of life comes into play where it attaches its roots and it has the opportunity to go stronger and fuller, and that all started with its support system.
Yeah, I see. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Cassie, I have a question. Your movie you're working on that you expressed to us where you're playing the 13-year-old foster kid, who's the director? Who's some of the people that are involved with this movie?
We're not allowed to say right now. She's starting filming on the 14th, but there will be some bigger names attached to the film. They're just they're settling contracts and whatnots right now. So we'll let you know as soon as we find out who the other stars are going to be in it. The funny thing is that this producer saw her work in an ADR office when she did Chili Christmas, not knowing who she was or what she was all about. He just spotted her up on the big screen and decided that that was his Zoe that he's been looking for quite a while. And he reached out to her managers and agents and to try to find her, again, not knowing who she was. And when he found out that her story coincided with the lead character, it was kind of a jewel for him. So she went out and auditioned for him, but it was pretty much a shoe-in at that point.
Well, the reason I ask is because I personally have a couple of people I think would love to get involved, and I was just curious what the lineup was like. We can talk off the air, though. No problem.
Yeah, that would be great. I would love to do that.
Well, we are doing the easy way, guys. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're rocking and rolling, and this is just an amazing story, and I really, really appreciate you guys' time. And you have like an amazing career, and you've done a lot of different projects here. So let's go to some of the projects that you've done already and talk to some of your fans that know about you. And let's talk about, you know, you have Teens Wanna Know, a TV series you did that you're involved, Fifth Street. Yeah, you know, what's Fifth Street? That sounds interesting.
Was probably my first film that I've ever done, and it is about
it's about gang warfare.
Yeah.
And
wow.
And the gang warfare has on the average citizen, and she played the younger sister of the head gang member who got injured, and it kind of sparked these wars that different citizens got in the middle of. So that was kind of challenging for her because it was a really heavy role. Probably not something that teens will be watching.
Right.
But it's about It had some lessons in it.
Okay, well, and so what do you do, Cassidy, personally, as an actress, when you're doing roles like this, and it looks like you've done some pretty good stuff? What do you do to prepare for your role as a child actor?
Well, mostly when I am about to go in for an audition, I normally read the script, but one of my main things is just getting into character and really going through my thoughts and emotions and really figuring this entire character out, and I don't just go from what they tell me in the description box. I think of, oh, what would this person's favorite food be? What's her favorite color? Like, all these different random things, because if I'm going to be playing her, I should know every single thing about her.
Exactly, yeah, you need to be your role. Do you dress different?
Yeah, it really depends on the character. I mean, I mostly play tomboys. I don't exactly know why. I guess I just have that look, I guess. And so I'll throw on a baseball cap backwards, throw my hair up, put on some basketball shorts. You know, kind of get into that mode. If I'm playing a quirky little weird girl, I'll put my hair in pigtails and maybe throw on glasses and, you know, just try and really figure out what their main character is.
I love it. Okay.
Who's the real Cassidy? What do you like to dress like, Cassidy? Your personal style.
Well, mostly I know this sounds weird, but I love pajamas. So when I'm at home, I'm all in my pajamas. Right now I'm in sweatpants. I really love that. But when I go outside, I normally wear some edgy clothing with cowboy boots because I was adopted from Texas, and so I want to keep that little part of me still in. And so I wear cowboy boots from Texas.
Well,
I love
Cassidy, I have Cassidy and Cassidy's mom. I got a little surprise for you guys, and this always happens. We do it the easy way. Just you never know what you're going to get. Grab it out of a bag, and you never know what you're going to pull out. I have a really good friend of mine I want to introduce you guys. I don't know if he has his wife with him, but this gentleman's name is Timothy White. He is a director, producer. His wife is one of the biggest casting directors in Hollywood, pretty much. And they actually have an acting class seminar, and they've helped a lot of people. They've done a lot of things. He is in the studio with us today. Mr. Timothy, how you feeling, sir?
Hey, how are you, youngster?
Oh, come on, man. You know how we do it.
I'm doing pretty good. How's the world treating you, and how's the world treating your audience out there?
Well, right now we got a really awesome, fantastic show, Tim. I got to tell you about this. Cassidy Mack is our guest today. We have Jera Valente, which is my co-host, which is also an actress and producer. But what's really unique is Cassidy is actually a 14-year-old actress, and she has a foundation herself that actually helps foster kids. And she's done a lot of projects. She's actually in the midst of doing a movie right now. And Jera's done a lot of stuff as well. You can look up their IMDb's and everything. But I just thought this would be unique and different to get my man Timothy on. Timothy, tell my audience a little bit about, you know, who you are, who your wife is, real quick. I give you permission to brag. Go.
Oh, sure. Well, we've been in the business for probably over 30 years. I would say we've probably worked on a combination of over 600 projects. In one capacity or another, from newspapers to print jobs to international commercials, international TV shows, feature films, movie of the week, sitcoms, from doing videos that became part of the national national school criteria, launching the careers of actors and actresses, some of those who are working every day and starring in film. We went to Nevada, and we did some work there. We went to Chicago, and we opened up a casting company, and our partner up there is doing a couple shows for the Oprah Winfrey Network, and she's working on casting Chicago Fire and a couple other movies out of there. And then we went to New Mexico, where we were teaching, as well as teaching in Chicago, where one of our students actually took his dinner show and replaced the Blue Man Group. And
wow.
It goes on and on and on, and they got national commercials, and two of them are having shows written around them for the Oprah Winfrey Network, and We launched a few careers in New Mexico. We choreographed musicals, and we're back in L.A., and we're launching the big acting class, and we've got several projects in the works, several projects that we're negotiating for financing for, and Anne's doing her casting, and we're teaching, and that's what we do. We make stars.
Now, when she's when he says, just so you guys know, when he says Anne's doing her casting, he's being very humble here. Anne Ross, if you look her up, talk a little bit about Anne and what type of projects she's casted, and you know, brag about your wife. You know you want to.
Well, here, I'll give you a quick example. It's just a story that she loves telling. We went up to Universal City Studios, the City Walk, and I forget what I was doing. I think I went in to get a soda or something, and she walked over to the theaters, and she sees Will Smith sitting over there. So he's just sitting out front all by himself. She walks over. She goes, hi, and he looks up at her and goes, oh, hi. And Anne goes, where the day takes you? And he looked at Anne and he goes, oh, my God, yes, how are you? So they talked for a while because that was Will Smith's first movie.
Wow.
And of course,
you messed up, bro. Now you got to get me Will Smith for my show. If you guys know that you got access to Will Smith, so the next couple of months you need to get Will Smith for my show. Tell him I said what's up.
Wow.
I'll see what we can do. I make no promises. I make no guarantees. You know, they have iron curtains around them now. It's
Lopez,
you know, when he first came to the L.A. Cabaret in the early 80s.
I'm just playing, but you got a new seminar acting school, and I'll tell you guys. Speaking from personal experience, I was involved with a movie with Mr. Timothy called Gurdian, which is on my IMDb. If you want to take a look at it, I did a soundtrack for them, and I've known Tim. How long have we known each other? For about 7 years now.
Yeah, we met actually on the red carpet at what used to be Miyagi's.
Yeah. Oh wow, long time ago. Well,
and,
you talked to us about the.
There and he was standing there, and I was walking by, and he says, hey, how's it going? I said, well, it is good. And he almost fell against the wall. He's freaking out. So
that echo never gets old. But so we got a lot of listeners, man. You got a child actress right here as our guest. Jay was an actress as well. Talk to us about the seminar and the cast, the class that you guys are doing tomorrow. Where, when, how, what, where, is, yes, no, go.
Teacher classes as well. I'm interested.
The seminar is tomorrow between 3 and 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. in the NoHo Theater Arts District. It's at 5818 Lancashire Boulevard, and the place is called The Real Deal Studio. And I have a couple casting directors coming and some industry people, and it's a free actor seminar, and it's introducing us, showing everyone who we are. And the seating is limited. We want to keep it very, very small and intimate because we only want to deal with people who are serious about their careers. And if you want to go to www.reelreelacting.com, you can look and you can see our bios and see who we are. And you can RSVP by notifying me at reelreelacting@gmail.com. And we're going to be
a very valuable email.
There may be a very well-known, actually he's well-known within the upper circles. He's a consultant for people, for actors in the industry, and he's a consultant, and he stays in the shadows. So he might be make an appearance. A friend of mine, he was going to come, but he has to go to the Mayweather fight in Vegas tonight. He was one of the producers of Alphas, and he produced Fast and Furious, and he's one of the producers on, Anger Management, and on and on and on. So, you know.
Now, Cassidy,
but
you being Cassidy and Cassidy's mom, you guys being in the acting world and getting a chance to meet someone like Tim, and you've heard some of his resume. Do you guys have any questions for Tim before he has to go? Because I know that he's texting me going, yo, man, I can't be on too long. And he's like actually doing me a favor. He's pulling himself out of a situation to jump on the show. I text him like 20 times going, yo, you got to get on. I that's what I do. I just bug people until they say yes. No, I'm kidding.
Well, thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. A real quick footnote. The last thing we did involving kids was Kids Connection, and that was with Universal, and it was financed by the United States Department of Justice, and Larry Keene starred in it. And we also did to say no to drugs, and kids have rights too. With Christina Aguilera and Thomas Ian Nicholas and a whole bunch of people. So, when they
thank
were.
Thank you so much. I would love to have the opportunity to work with you.
Well, we'd love to have the opportunity to meet with you and discuss working with you. So, if you're not busy, swing by the actor seminar. Go on the website and take a peek.
All right. I will chat to you tomorrow, right?
Yes, tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. It's 3 to 6.
5 o'clock, you said?
Nope.
And hopefully Easy will come so I can sell a bag of oranges on the corner and buy him a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah. And I'll see if I can drop by too. It sounds wonderful.
Fabulous.
Will you meet Annie Oakley? They know her as Annie Oakley in Hollywood.
I'll tell you what,
Tim, I'll trade you Easy appearance for our Will Smith interview. How about that? I'm just kidding. No, thank you so much for your time, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim.
My pleasure, guys. And you guys out there, remember, do it the E-E-Z-Z-Y way.
Yes, sir. I love it. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it. All right, guys. So that was Timothy White. Timothy White is the man, the director, the producer, the actor, and he's like the only one that can do the coolest echo possible. I'm going to take a quick short break here, and not break, but I'm actually going to bring in one of our sponsors here really quick, and they're called IT Chimes. IT Chimes is the web company for my network, which is WTV Networks, which you guys all know. And ever since we started working with them, we went from about 50,000 hits a week now to about 150 to 200,000 hits a week. And we have the man Saba. They have 120 people to work for them in India. We're blessed to have them on board with us and sponsoring us. IT Chime, Saba, how you feeling, man?
Hey, I'm feeling great. How about you guys? How are you doing?
Doing good. And you're calling in all the way from India, so we appreciate your time and so talk to us a little bit real quick about IT Chimes and what you guys do and tell my listeners how they can get your magic behind them.
Thank you guys. Well, IT Chimes is a result-driven web development and online marketing company, and we majorly focus on bringing clients higher conversion. Our main focus is to provide ROI, high conversion on their investment. Now, we were working for WTV from past 1 year now, and we have seen a lot of hike in their traffic. Now, like Eric said, that the traffic has increased a lot. So if you go to the analytics and check how is that, so you'd be able to see now like 100,000 every week, the number of visitors increasing, whether it's on a website, whether it's on the YouTube or social media. So if you want to increase your traffic or increase your ranking, so you need SEO services, search engine optimization, and we are one of the largest SEO company and web development company based out in India. You can always reach out to us on 315-352-4716.
Yes, sir, and I contest. I'm stamping. He's got an easy stamp of approval. They're very good at what they do. And you guys can also go to the WTV.com or WTVNetworks.com. You'll see their ad on there. You just click on them, check them out, and if you want to get more traffic and more rankings and get on Google, as you know, anybody we post on WTV or Hollywood It Guy or any of our stuff pops on the first page of Google, a great amount of responsibility is placed on the lap and shoulders of IT Chimes, and they keep it moving. So we appreciate you guys. Again, it's ITCHIMES .com, and they make it happen. So thank you, Saba, for your time. I appreciate you coming on. And also say hi to our guest. She's a little child star. She's 14 years old, and she's making it happen. And she also has a foster care foundation charity that helps other foster kids. They have a website. And I'm just telling Mommy and Cassidy, if you guys need any more help with that website or anything like that, you're talking to the biggest and the best in the web business right now.
Thank you, Eric.
Bye.
Hi, how you doing?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to speak out there and convey the message. Thank you very much for all your help, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, guys, so that was, you know, you never know the surprises that we have. We're doing it. I'm having a blast, man. This is fun, and I hope my listeners are too. Remember, if you want to call in and talk to us, tell us your struggle stories or success stories, 914-338-1303. We appreciate the four callers that actually called in today. And Cassidy, you know, I want to hear so much more, but unfortunately we don't have as much time as I wish that we did. But I will tell you guys this. One thing we are going to be doing, the real cool thing is we actually live kind of close to each other. So we are going to be setting up some fun YouTube videos and some cool stuff coming up. So make sure you keep following. And what's your Twitter, your social media, all the stuff that people have to can follow, Cassidy?
It's my name, Cassidy Mack. My Twitter is I'm Cassidy Mack. And my Facebook is also my name. And it's M-A-C-K, also on Facebook and on Twitter, you can go to Love Gives Chances.
Love Gives Chances. And I got
I've
an
already
idea.
Liked your page.
Perfect. Go like it.
No, I got an idea. I got an idea, Cassidy. You have a jewelry line that let's target all the people. If you've had a foster situation in your life, if you know of anybody that has a foster situation in their life, you have some cool, unique jewelry. And this is just an idea. You can go with me on this or not. And mommy, please let me know if I'm off basis here. But maybe what we could do is, if they hashtag Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Way, which is the number sign in front of it, they follow you, Cassidy. They follow me, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. They follow Jaira. They follow Easy Way Broadcast. Like, they show that their support, and they tweet us. One, we can follow you guys back. We can retweet you. And maybe even if you email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com and you give us your address, maybe we can send them some necklaces, some jewelry, send them some stuff, some headshots, some autographs. I don't know. What do you think?
Perfect. That's what I think.
Actually, tell them about the supporter.
I have a supporter necklace, and it says Love Gives Chances, and it's basically my symbol, my logo, and when you wear that, that means that you are a supporter of Love Gives Chances, and every single time you buy a Love Gives Chances, a supporter necklace, and I am a survivor pendant, goes out to a child in need to feel empowered and feel not like a victim, to feel like a survivor.
I love it. So all the survivors out there that are doing the easy way, we want to see it on social media. And that's another question I have, Cassidy and Cassidy's mommy. And Jaira, any of you guys have any success stories with social media? Anybody that you've met on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, anything that's actually worked out?
Well, actually, Cassidy just has an amazing story about her speaking engagement in Texas last week and how she, a girl that she met, a 15-year-old foster girl that she met, that came up to and approached her and told her that she and has gotten in touch with her on Facebook now. I'll let Cassidy tell you about her.
Yeah, she's 15 years old, and she when she first came up to me, she said, hi, and she said, I don't want to get adopted. I want to stay in the foster care system because she felt like, I'm 15 years old, nobody wants to adopt me, therefore she just didn't feel like she wanted to be adopted.
She gave up.
I Facebook her every single day, and I try and encourage her and empower her to feel good and everything, and actually a few days ago she told her social worker that she's ready to get adopted out of state.
That's beautiful.
I love it.
It's so loving of you, Cassidy, to reach out to other survivors like yourself.
Thank you. I'm just so determined to find her a family because she touched my heart so much. She's so dear to me, and I won't stop until I get her a family.
Well, we want to follow you. We're gonna be bugging you, and we're gonna be kind of following your career, and what you know, this is kind of cool. And when you do get anybody, a family, we want to know all your success stories moving forward, because this has been a great interview. I hope you guys enjoyed being on the show. I know the listeners loved it, and we want to know what's moving forward for you in the future.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to work with you.
Awesome. Great. Well, hey, Cassie, I want you to do me a favor. Get off speakerphone really quick and get on the phone. And on the count of three, if you could do me a favor and say, hey, this is Cassidy Mack, and I'm doing it the easy way. Keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. We'll see how good you are.
Wait, one more time.
I said, say, hey, this is Cassidy Mack. I'm doing it the easy way. Keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting.
All right.
One, two, three, go.
Hey, this is Cassidy Mack. I'm doing it the easy way, and you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting.
All right. Yeah, you are an
actor.
Wow.
What a professional.
Well.
He does.
And thank you, Mommy, for joining us as well. Your stories are amazing, and I bet you inspired a lot of moms out there, and our co-host
Absolutely.
Being one of them.
Absolutely, definitely.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled that you guys had us and gave her this opportunity to reach out to more people, because there's no stopping this child, and she will not stop until she makes sure that the word aging out of the foster care system is no longer in the English dictionary or in the English language.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, I want you guys to stay on really quick. We're going to play a quick commercial break here. These are some of the people that endorse the Easy Show and endorse the Easy Way movement. This is what, you know, that's some of the movement you just joined. And we'll be right back, guys.
Perfect. Okay.
Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, ERICZULEY, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, and we're back. Yes, we appreciate you, Cassidy, and that those are some of the supporters that we do have, which you've now joined, and we really appreciate it. Appreciate all the information that you've given our guests. And I just want to thank Blog Talk Radio, because I didn't even know this, but while that was going on, I decided to go on the homepage, because I was going to go on another screen, and I saw this show being featured on the homepage of Blog Talk Radio, so that's tons of people listening, and we just want to say thank you to Blog Talk Radio for always supporting all of our shows.
Thank you.
And it was impressive, even though I know you, Easy, and I'm with the part of the Easy Movement, I was surprised at some of your endorsements. Goodness sakes.
Oh,
Gloria
Allred,
all of them.
There's maybe five more recordings we need to do of people in the archive. but yeah, no, the Easy Way Movement, I'm really blessed to have the people on board that we have. We have a lot of great stuff happening. We have venues that are going to be popping up in Hollywood. We have meet and greets. We have showcases. We have seminars. We have a lot of different things that we're going to be doing. And we appreciate everybody that supports and follows and everything. And now we got some new friends, some new supporters. Cassidy and her mother, and I'm looking forward to doing some awesome stuff. You're going to be seeing some great stuff on YouTube, guys. I'm probably going to see you back and forth at Paramount. I know you do some fun stuff there, Cassidy. We got to be on the down low with all the we can't say everything, but you're doing your thing. I'm doing my thing, and we're helping other people do their thing, and we're inspiring people. It's great. So, listeners, I hope you enjoyed the show. Last words, Cassidy and Cassidy's mommy. What do you want to tell the listeners in closing and say bye-bye?
Well, I just want to say that everybody is a survivor, and do not be defined by your past. Instead, define your future, and keep moving forward in life. Don't let go of your dreams. Just dream bigger, and yeah.
Wow. I love it. I love it. I love
it.
Do it
the easy way.
Thank you, Tara.
Do it the easy way.
I love it. Thank you so much for the support. So you guys heard what we put on in the beginning. We're going to go ahead and finish that up. This is in spirit of all the youth and the positivity and doing it the easy way. This is Save Our Youth, and thank you so much, Cassidy. And you guys, welcome to stay on the rest of the show. We love you.
Thank you.
There's a lot of negative things going on in our community, and I think it's time to come together. It's being time to come together, and you know what they say. It takes a village to raise a child, so let's save our youth.
Can we all come together and show our youth we care? Even though it might be challenging, they need to know we there. In my eyes, it's like all this madness isn't fair. What a shame, because their souls are pure, but who's to blame? If we all came together, I'm sure that we could change, make a difference in their lives. They'll see it ain't the same. It's not about hanging out on the corner, making change. It's about education and getting occupation, living to chase your dreams. Life ain't hard as it seems. Choose the right way, choose the path to success. Double what you know, study hard, do your best. Keep your head in the books, not the streets, pass the test. Think about it, do you really want to be in these streets? Trying to make yourself out for who you're trying to be. Is it really, truly worth it going to jail over dumbness? Put your faith in God, stay positive, overcome this. Stand up and let our youth know we care. While the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way. Keep your head up, set truth, because your blessing's on the way. Stand up and let our youth know we care. While the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way. Keep your head up, set
your
feet, because your blessing's on the way.
I'm gonna need y'all to stand up. No longer the crab in the bucket theory. Give them a hand, bruh. One black fist in the air, we occupying things. I don't think they really know what they starting. First Oscar Grant, Charlie to Trayvon Martin. Another day, another tear in another mother's eye. Another brother gone, when will we realize? Barely legal, barely live, gunned down by young gunner. One want to be a hooper, the other number one stunner. One in the pen, one in the grave, same song. Panhandler game, it's time to get our change on. Stand up and let them know that we care. Love one next to you, let them know that you're there. It's still a hard knock life, so we leave the ones that need to be left to get it right. It's your life, it's your life, and only you can live it.
Stand up and let our youth know we care. While the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way. Keep your head up, set truth, because your blessing's on the way. Stand up and let our youth know we care. While the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way. Keep your head up, set truth, because your blessing's on the way.
This right here is a message to Trayvon. Just thinking how your life ended blew my mind. This here is crazy, the world we live in. The violence gotta stop, it's nothing but more sinning. How could you go and take another person's life? It's not your judgment call, and you did it so fast like it was right. Thank God we finally got some justice, a choice that he made. Yeah, got him locked away, apart, staying strong. This community our home, so we gotta make it better. Stay focused and stay calm, united we stand, divided we fall. Stop the violence, make it right, because you see our children the scars. They the future, if they can believe it, they can't achieve it. Life is only what you make it, so do you want to keep on beaming? Bad times we gon' have, that's our past, don't forget that. But don't kill you, make it stronger, ain't no way around that.
Stand up and let our youth know we care. While the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way. Keep your head up, set truth, because your blessing's on the way. Stand up and let our youth know we care. While the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way. Keep your head up, set truth, because your blessing's on the way. Stand up and let our youth know we care. While the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way. Keep your head up, set there is a better way. Keep your head up, set you, because your blessing's on the way.
Yes, ma'am. Stand up and let our new youth know we care. Save our youth. I love it. This has been such an awesome show. Thank you so much, Jarrah, for joining me and hanging out.
Oh, you're welcome. Pleasure.
It's been a blast, and I'm making it sound like the show's over. There's still another 30 minutes.
Well, that's awesome. It is empowering, wonderful things to share. So.
Yeah, there's so much, but I definitely want to tell everybody that's listening, thank you so much, and we have many, many other shows on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have a former Michigan State NBA star. His name is Maurice Eger. He was on the Timberwolves and the Dallas Mavericks. Now he's a music producer and a artist himself, and he's showing you how music and sports can kind of coincide. He has a lot of all the awesome sports NBA fans, sports NBA stars and NFL stars. He has Artists of the Week, Highlight Artists of the Week. He highlights music artists. And also, guys, if you're listening and you are an artist and you want to have your music played on Easy Way Broadcasting, simply send in your music to easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. That's letter E, letter Z, waybroadcasting@gmail.com. We'll take a look at what you have. We love getting your submissions. We love hearing from you. If you want to be on the shows, that would be the one show Tuesday. And then we also have Thursday, we have a comedy Latino show by Jackie's Vida Loca, who is... She actually has a lot of things happening. She was former Miss Miami. She's been on TV. She just did a big Toyota commercial. And her show is funny as heck. It's every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then we have my show on Friday. You guys know about that now. And then Shane Sparks, if everybody remembers Shane Sparks from So You Think You Can Dance and America's Best Dance Crew, he's Emmy nominated. He's making a lot of things happen with some really cool groups he's working with. He's got a show called Planet Dance every Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's how we do it. That's how we do it the easy way. And Jarrah, you rock. And what do you think?
Absolutely. Thank you. Oh, gosh, wow. It was very empowering and uplifting listening to Cassidy's story.
It really was. And also,
and
I mean,
she's
14. We're serious, guys. We're serious. Make sure you email us, talk to us, follow us, you know, interact, because we're going to be giving, I think she said, supporter necklaces she has, and also
sponsorships, you know, through her lovegiveschances.org, you know, which is so beautiful of her. It's so giving back, you know, to young actors and actresses, you know, in the foster care system. I think that's just so wonderful of Cassidy to do that.
That's amazing. And we also have the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and American Society of Young Musicians is looking to give scholarships and sponsorships too. To people and many organizations. And hey, did you know that I'm going to be hosting with Oba Babatunde on the 18th for an event? So if
that's
anybody,
wonderful.
Anybody's
tell me
if anybody's listening, there's an event. I think it's called Young Hollywood Stars. It's a showcase, and it's going to be in Hollywood. And I will be putting the info out on the blog, HollywoodItGuy.com, or the fans page. And if you're following me, you'll know. But Jarrah, hopefully you'll be there, and you'll be hanging out with us. It's a red carpet. Some, you know, from what I'm hearing, some Disney stars will be there. Shane Sparks will be there. Certain artists. In fact, there's a couple artists that the brother, they're called the Ochoa Boys, and the brother in the group, Ryan Ochoa. If anybody remembers that show, Pair of Kings, he was one of the stars of the show Pair of Kings, and they're going to be there. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure, guys, if you want to come hang out with us, you follow and get involved. And in fact, I'm going to pop their music on as soon as I find it. It's called Ochoa Boys, and I actually met these guys through Shane Sparks. It's a really, really unique story. And as soon as I find their song, I'm going to play it. And Jarrah, this is where you come in and save me here, because I'm looking.
Okay. I wanted to do also a compliment to Cassidy's mom, and, you know, being a mom myself, you know, just first of all, being a foster parent, you know, I can't even imagine, you know, what that must be like in the heart and soul of someone who goes into foster care and saves a child like Cassidy.
Yeah.
You know, you have no idea, and, you know, it's a gift. It truly is. And, you know, when a parent chooses a child like that, it's just such a beautiful thing. You know, it really is. And look at the daughter she got. goodness gracious, and she's such a young humanitarian and wants to help others in her similar situation, and it's just really, it's a blessing, you know, especially with this Mother's Day coming up. You know, it really gives us moms out there, you know, something to think about if we're unable to have children, you know, to really think about adoption. And like what Cassidy was saying, not to put the stigma of age any longer. You know, that there's, you know, young girls, you know, 15 years old, they still need a mom. Hey, you know, I still need my mommy. So, you know, we're never too old, you know. And so the love and support of that foundation, you know, lovegiveschances.org is amazing. Cassidy's amazing. And, you know, the whole foster care system, you know, let's all, you know, do our best, you know, to support that and, you know, get those foster kids out of the system and give them to wonderful families.
I agree 100%. That's a great message. You know, it's same thing with animals. Same thing with dogs. You know, if you think you're going to get, if you want to get an animal, you should adopt an animal rather than go get one at a pet shop or something. And
correct.
You know,
correct.
A lot of these strays are killed every week. And you know, these children need help. So yeah, just when you guys are thinking about doing something, think about maybe helping with what you're doing. If you're already going to make a decision, think about that decision and how you can help somebody that and change somebody's life or a little animal's life. You know, it really does make you think. And I mean, look what happened. The mother adopted Cassidy. And she got a little star on her hands. And I mean, four.
That's
she
right.
got four. Four people. I think she said four kids that she adopted. It's amazing.
Right. Oh, yeah. And then look at the magic that happened today, you know, with the Easy Way movement, you know, Timothy calling in and, you know, the offer of, you know, the wonderful acting classes and the things that, you know, he's doing is also amazing. And that was wonderful of him to offer that as well and to meet with Cassidy. That's very important.
Yeah, and Hugh Charlson called in, and another blog talk, another fellow show. By the way,
guys,
just letting you know, I know I did say we were going to call in and combine the shows, but actually Hugh contacted me while we were in the middle of the music and said that unfortunately there was a situation where they're not doing the show. So when he contacted his partner, there was no show. I would have called in. I would have actually done that. But we'll maybe do that another time. But that show sounded really, really unique. I think it was called Famous Change, and we are going to be following up with that. And that's another thing, guys. I want to throw this out there. Here's the easy tip of the day: focus, follow up, and follow through if you want to be successful. If you notice, that was I don't know who that person was. Someone that came in. But when you get a chance to network and latch onto something. If you notice how quick I latched onto that, most people will be like, oh, yeah, thank you for calling in. I wrote down his number, this, that. That's going to be another contact
exactly,
in the database. And
exactly.
To me, that's another show that you can get people on. It sounds like a very successful show.
Right.
You know, keep and harness these situations.
And Ab, you know, I was really personally excited that Luke Jaden called in, which I think he's going to be on one of your future shows coming up, the 17-year-old young, you know, he's director, producer, actor, I mean, all around writing, doing such amazing things that actually a lot of people don't know that Luke actually and I had met years ago at a red carpet event. And he said, hey, if I can ever, you know, Jared, is it anything you can do as a, you know, producer, actress, writer, all the things, you know, just like you, you know, I'm all over it. You know, I write, produce, do everything, cast. And he followed up. Exactly, every single month with me, and I was able to contact him today, and we were lucky enough to get him on the show, and what an inspiration at what he's doing at his age. It's remarkable. So we had two amazing, wonderful talents.
Amazingly wonderful talents. And to go off of that, what we're going to be doing, guys, is that particular kid that's 17, he's not 18, so I'm going to call him a kid, he is a director, producer, actor, he's established, but what we're going to do, and this is an idea, and I want you guys to respond to me, tweet me and email me and tell me what you think about this, but I was thinking about kind of a mentorship idea with the show. I think what we're going to start doing is we're going to put the younger people that are established, coming up, or not established, doesn't matter, younger people meeting older people that have done it, been there and done it, but they're on the same path. And you're going to literally hear on the show the mentorship and the struggles and the success, but they're both on the same pathway, the same you know,
right.
lane.
And I think how brilliant that is? No, please, go ahead.
I don't know. Is it brilliant? Thank you.
Well, I think it's brilliant because actually as being an up-and-coming child actor, all the things that you go through with, you know, unethical managers or, you know, photographers that you they want you to pay them money and all the things and that, you know, maybe you and I have endured and others as well in our audience have endured, you know, and the struggles and pitfalls, you are helping avoid by this mentorship. You know, I'm saying that it will help them avoid all the pitfalls, unfortunately, a lot of us have had to go through, and through this mentorship, you know, be able to guide the young people to stay away from things and move in a positive direction. And, you know, you can introduce them to, you know, actually the great photographers and wonderful people like Timothy and their acting classes that are wonderful and, you know, and true and good who have amazing casting directors like his wife, Anne, you know, that we got to get some more information about. And it's just really connecting that you do, you know, with the Easy Movement that is so impressive. And your new idea with this mentorship program is really brilliant.
Oh, thank you. And I'm blushing right now that you pointed out everything. I don't, you know, I don't really think about it. I don't want to think about it. I just kind of do it. And thank you, but
right.
Thank you for giving, you know, giving credit to what's happening. And, you know, and we also had Ryan's
right.
client. I can't remember his name, but somebody. I guess he's got something going on with Lionsgate, and just a lot of
exactly.
people are established. But yeah, it's all well and great that you got a bunch of things going on and stuff. But my thing. If you notice, like, I didn't mean to, if you listen to the show, bud, I didn't mean to, kind of shut you down and everything, but it's well and great that you're successful, but how can you pass down that success to another? You know, what are you doing with that success? I'm kind of at that point now where, like, I don't care if you're Steven Spielberg, I don't care if you're Michael Bay, you know, what are you doing with what the gifts that God gives you? And
exactly.
I think that was a really unique story that he told us. About, you know, when he was in the apartment and some of the struggles
yeah.
and stuff that he was going through, if you remember. And we had a lot of awesome guests.
Mm-hmm.
This was really a cool show. And if you guys please do me a favor, guys. If you like the show, press the like button. It's not going to bite you. Press the like button. Press the tweet button.
If anything, the magic could
happen. Yeah, and post your comments. I need the fuel. I need you guys to let me know what you think. I hear it all the time. You call me up, or I get when I see you at an event and stuff, and I really appreciate it. But just press the like button. Just do it. It's okay. It's not gonna bite. You know what I mean?
I know.
But
exactly.
This is Easy Way Broadcasting, guys. This is Easy Talk. I'm Eric Easy Zulia, known as the Hollywood It Guy. Got an awesome blog, HollywoodItGuy.com. We have an entertainment news network called WTVNetworks.com. Hope you guys check it out. You have a chance to also meet IT Chimes, the backing behind a lot of the power of the internet and the SEO and the web design and this and that and traffic and Google Analytics and all the stuff I don't really understand. That's their thing. And we shared a lot of stuff with you guys. So hopefully I hope you follow up, as we've been saying. I hope you follow up. And go to easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com if you have any questions. You know, you follow anybody that you heard on this show. Check this out. Anybody that you guys heard on this show today that you want to get in contact with, if you email us at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com, I can assure you that'll probably happen. This is a new type of station. We're helping interact. We love to help interact. We love to help mesh people into situations and then show and broadcast the success stories from it. And so Easy Way Broadcasting, tell your friends and family, you know, tell their friends and tell dogs to bark about it, you know, help us push it. And Jara, you know, we didn't have a chance to really promote you too much, so we have another 20 minutes left on the show. You know, please go ahead and tell everybody about you. And you know, we have a lot of producers, a lot of people that do listen. You know, go ahead and
right.
talk. It's your show now. I'm done. I gotta go.
Oh goodness gracious, that's the hard part always. You know, I have been fortunate. You know, I would say in the past, probably since I started working with you in the Easy Way Movement, that my career is kind of taken to a new level. And as Cassidy was mentioning, I have a lot of projects in the works, and unfortunately, you know, because of legality issues, you're not so much able to speak about them. But, you know, I have been offered many producing roles, executive producer for various shows coming up. I have a number of films coming up that I will be co-starring in that I look forward to working with some amazing talent. And, you know, just so many wonderful opportunities have come my way, and things through you, magazines and interviews, and, you know, a lot about my life story and such, where You know, I wanted to go along with that one guest and the struggles that a lot of people just see you at a red carpet event and they have a vision that, oh, you know, they're rich and famous and they don't realize the struggles and things. And a lot of us are not rich and famous. You know, it's like we've attained some celebrityisms, but we still go through, you know, difficulties. We still have to go to that gas station and fill up our tanks, you know, and it's not always easy. And just from my own experience, you know, I'm not too embarrassed to admit that, you know, a few years ago, I've had to go to the food bank. You know, you talked about living in your van or what things you've gone through, you know. And, you know, I realized at one time as a realtor, I worked for the food bank and I donated and did all these things and never thought that I would ever be in that position. And, you know, unfortunately, I have, you know, and it's you need to put pride aside. And when you give back, sometimes then you receive. And I believe it's all about giving back. And, you know, I'm starting to become in more of a position where I can give back, and it brings so much joy to your heart when you're able to give back. I truly believe that. And then you're blessed with more and more things, it seems, as I'm currently being offered, and I'm just happy, and I thank God, and thank people who've supported me along the way. And I thank you, Eric, because you've really helped advance my career and brought to me opportunities that I wouldn't have had before.
Oh, well, thank you. Talk to us about some of the social media success stories or struggle stories that you've had.
Oh, gosh, goodness. You know, the social media thing is really quite interesting. You know, I only started really promoting, I'd say in the past 6 months with Twitter and all the things and Facebook and all the social medias that out there pin it. I mean, there's so many going on right now. But there have been challenges because as we were talking before, you know, you have people who either are jealous and they think you just got it like that or you got it handed on a silver platter, and it's just not so. They don't realize all the behind efforts that we all go through as performers, you know, in this business and the struggles we go through just to make it to that audition or just to, you know, get to an event. And they don't realize that, you know, it's not success overnight. You know, as you know, Eric, that it's struggle after struggle after struggle, and you've got it continually, you know, pray and get yourself back up, you know, and motivate yourself, you know, to progress and move forward. And in the same light, I think, as my career has moved on, I have really learned that, you know what, you can gain, like you were saying, all the success in the world, and it really doesn't mean anything unless you give back. And that's really becoming my focus. And in things that I've gone through, as a female in the business, you know, you go through sexual harassment issues on set and various things, and my whole new vehicle that is important to me is empowering women and teaching women, which I'm also working on my own foundation for empowering women, you know, in the entertainment business, that sometimes you have difficulty as a female director, producer, whether you're a script writer, whatever, getting your message out there, your films out there, getting funding. And that's where I really want to help women to be empowered and to avoid the pitfalls, as you were saying with your mentoring program, I want to do as well with women and empowering them and knowing the right choices to make and knowing the things to look out for, the pitfalls, and in the end, always giving back. Because if you're not giving back, in the end, you're not going to get back. I truly believe that.
I agree, and that was all very inspiring words.
Okay.
And
thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, we all know, guys, that social media is the new way of life, the new thing. And you can check the show out now, and there's no excuses. So if you're one of my supporters and I hear that you didn't listen to my show now, I'm gonna be upset. I'm gonna like put you on the spot on an interview or something, like at an event, or if you don't listen, because you can go to, you can be on your Android, you can be on your phone, you can be on iPhone, touchpad, whatever.
Absolutely.
Just go to, all you got to do is go to WTVnetworks.com or thewtv.com, and you can listen to any of the archive shows right there on your phone. So props to Blog Talk for finally getting all the technology straight and everything's working. And it's really cool, too. You can actually, the player is exactly like it is on the computer. So you can see the pictures, you can view the stuff. And what's really awesome about this station, guys, is it's not just the podcast. You're going to see things on YouTube, too. You're going to see the visual aspects. You're going to see pictures. You're going to see blogs. You can kind of follow these people's careers and their stories and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
And I love the fact Yeah, you really get to the nitty gritty too. It's not a lot of surface, you know. So it's an amazing show. It really is.
Thank you so much, Jer. I appreciate that, and I'm glad that you were able to. And you know, it was fun to have a co-host. I wasn't just talking myself today and trying to think of things to say. might have to do this.
Thank you
do this
for inviting
often.
Me. Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. It was awesome. And you had amazing
guests. Yeah, and we got some
cool
events coming up, guys. So just to give you a little idea of some of the content you're going to be seeing on WTV, The Easy Show, Hollywood It Guy, wherever it pops up at. We have the Trump National Golf Club coming up on May 10th, supporting the Union Rescue Mission, the people that deal with their homeless situations, families, and it's one of the biggest missions in downtown Los Angeles, Skid Row. And we also have STEP for Education, which is helping kids in nativity and improve the dropout rates. StepWithUs.org, check that out. That's coming up on May 11th. And we have May 8th, which is a new television show coming out called America's Entrepreneurs, a new agency we got involved
Ooh.
With. Yeah, and guess who's hosting that event? Uh-oh.
I wonder. He must be an amazing entrepreneur. Who could that possibly be?
They are definitely going to be doing it the easy way that day. That's at the Port Theater in Newport. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then on May 14th, our girl Ashley Keating is going to be doing her single release party. And on May 18th, we have a showcase. Like I said this earlier. I think it's Young Hollywood Stars. I can't remember the exact name, but we will be putting it out there. A lot of good people. You know, these are opportunities, guys. You know, and we're trying to always open it up. HollywoodHitGuy.com. Follow the blog, and you know I'm on
Facebook so they can keep posted.
Yeah, you know you can like Eric Zulli fans. I always forget to promote that Eric Zulli fans or Eric Zulli Easy Way Broadcasting. Thank you, Jaira. You're
welcome.
You're hired.
Thank you so much. Well,
and,
you know I owe a lot to you. I really do.
Well, thank
no,
anyone, you do.
You
know. You're just doing it the easy way. You don't owe anything to me. You're just doing.
Thank you.
You're just doing the movement. But thank you to the team, too. Thank you to everybody that's writing for us. Thank you to Tina Truman, our executive producer, and Price Crown, our Ed McMahon.
Right.
He's the man you hear behind all the hypeness and the intros and the commercials and stuff like that. Thank you to Ryan Torres for bringing us some awesome clients and telling his client to call in and support. Thank you to all of our fans, all of our supporters that tweet us on Twitter. Thank you to everybody that supports us because you guys are our fuel, and we love you for it. So anything else that you might want to talk about? And, you know, don't forget, guys, if you're an actor, make sure tomorrow, 3 p.m., you guys got the address, just remind it, go back to it, you know, all the information's on there. Tomorrow, 3 p.m., you go to Real
Absolutely.
Awesome Acting Situation, and these are real deal people, guys. These are not people trying to do things. These are people that have been in the game for 30 plus years. They are doing their thing. This is for real, and that's the only way we
and
roll.
And isn't it free? Isn't it free tomorrow, Easy?
Tomorrow is free. If you mention that you're doing it the easy way, it is free.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and his amazing classes that he's got lined up as well. You know, with the casting director guests and all that. It's just, you know, you're really doing it.
You're going to be taking those classes, aren't you? Are you going?
Oh, absolutely, I'm going to. I'm totally looking forward to it. As an actor and actress, you know, everybody knows you have to constantly hone your craft. You know, it's not something you're just, oh, I'm a great actor and that's it. It's just, you know, the greats out there, you know, continually, you know, hone their craft and take classes. And, you know, it sounded like Timothy really has something going on there with his wife, Anne. So I'm excited.
You do. And next week, guys, I'm going to be talking a little bit about how to work IMDb and how to work some of the tools so you can home your craft. We always have some fun topics. I'll throw some tips and tricks about some social media stuff. And next week we have some really awesome guests. Next week we have, I'm looking at my calendar right now, who do we have next week? Next week we are going to have Melon, I don't want to say her name wrong, so I'll get my butt kicked. She's on Young and the Restless, and she's a producer, and she's making it happen. Either her or somebody really, really awesome, but that's attentively what we have scheduled, guys. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you're a dancer or you're looking for opportunities, Shane is always throwing opportunities on his show. He just put it's a television show coming out. They had a bunch of good casting opportunities. I know I have a good
Shane
casting
Sparks?
Opportunity. Shane Sparks, correct.
Shane Sparks? Oh, wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. That is the Shane Sparks, guys. Does a show every week on Saturday, every Saturday on Easy Way Broadcasting. And I know there's an opportunity for models as well. There's a couple opportunities that I know about. So follow me. Follow Jabra.
Oh.
Follow Easy Way Broadcasting. And tell everybody about the show. And press the like button. And tweet. And all that fun stuff. So we're going to pop on. I told you guys we were going to pop on Ochoa Boys. And Ochoa Boys is a group that is really cool. And I want you guys to go crazy for the Easy Way. Yeah, yeah. Go crazy. Go crazy. Alright. Easy Way Broadcast.
You hear that? It's a DJ on the mic. You see that?
Okay.
It's a light on the mic.
Okay.
Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We gonna be up all night. Going crazy. 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 We're going crazy. 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 Crazy.
Hey, let's go outside. None of us race and enjoy the night. First thing we do is jump in the cars. Go on ahead and reach the stars. Now use your wrist. We're in the mix, she's in a dream, join the team, feel free to scream, be part of the scene, why?
We're going crazy, 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 we're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Listen to the neighbors complaining, screaming, here comes a cop to ruin the evening. First a look, then a hand, come to find out he was signing for the band. Heart is bumping, music's playing, cheers to a night of fun and jumping. We're going wild, dance the style, we start to go in the now. Get the DJ on the mic, light on the mic, boys you like. Up all night, we're going crazy, 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 we're going crazy, 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 crazy.
DJ on the right, light on the mic, what you like, up all night.
Late night walk, we're still out and we're ready to rock. All the kids, join this wave, so many lights you would think it's a rave. We're so loud, we'll blow out your cranium, we're so wild, feel like stadium, everyone. The next stop, get the Jeep. We'll do this all week. Who needs sleep when you got the DJ on the right? Light on the mic, boys you like. Up all night, we're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, look, there goes the moon. Time's fast, going crazy this tune. Get a little rush into your veins so fast. Push you to half, nothing but a blast. This is a night full of no regrets. So much action, it'd be hard to begin. So let us lead, we're all you need. Let's crank the song up with some extra speed. Got the DJ on the right, light on the mic. Who is your life? Up all night. We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
So that's what we're talking about. We're going crazy, crazy, crazy.
All right.
I actually meant to.
I was dancing along.
Were you bobbing your head and snapping your vertebrae?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're awesome. I love it. Crazy, crazy.
Yeah, that's Ochoa Boys, guys. Make sure you check out Ochoa Boys. You follow them. They're doing their thing. We're doing our thing the easy way, guys. So we're coming to our close. I had a fantastic time, man. This was
so did I.
Great show. So we'll pop on a quick commercial, hopefully. And I tried to pop it on actually earlier, and it didn't work, but we're going to try this again.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
There we go. Okay. And so, Jared, we're going to pop up one more song here. This is an artist called Alizé. Shane is like pushing her like crazy. This is the next Nicki Minaj. I want you guys to tell me if you agree.
All right.
This is Alizé. It's called Code Red.
Tell them stop. We have a code red.
You can say what you want, I grind all day. Better give me that man, not a boy that can pay. Don't take that eye candy away. Not a fake or a flake, gonna keep him wide awake. Fake.
smiling and my eyes would get locked. At the couch of love, of course, guaranteed approving of a turn of a bar. Green don't stand a chance and the yellow almost late. But give me that red and he won't never go out late. It's like we faded in the moonlight of candles. If I had one wish, it would be a Coretta.
I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli, my co-host, Jaira Valente, and we're going to leave you with this in closing. Tomorrow, make sure you turn into my boy Shane Sparks' show, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tomorrow, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and you can follow Shane Sparks on Facebook. It's the one with the red hat, not the one with the whole red outfit. That's the fake one. Follow the red hat. But, yeah, so I'm going to leave you guys with this note. How do you get a verified badge on Twitter? We will be talking about that next week, so make sure you tune in. I know everybody wants to know that one. So thank you for hanging out with us, guys. Well, I'm sorry, what did you say, Jar?
I said, hey, I want to know how to get a badge.
So make sure you guys tune in next week, and we will be talking about that and many other things with a wonderful guest. We're doing it the easy way. Follow the easy way movement, please. You can also go to the group on Facebook, Hollywood the Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Hollywood the Easy Way. A lot of cool people you can meet on there. Hollywood the Easy Way. Jaira, please really quick give us all your Twitters, your Facebook, all your social media so people can know how to follow you.
It's pretty much very easy. Jaira Valenti at Twitter, JairaValenti@gmail.com if anyone needs to personally get in touch with me. And Jaira Valenti on Facebook, and Jaira Valenti Actress on Facebook, and I think there's Celebrity Jaira Valenti. So I'm pretty easy to find, and I'm always open to talking to anyone. I do answer all personal emails, personal Facebook, Twitter, everything. It's me personally shouting back to you and answering your questions and giving a helping hand when I can.
All right, guys, so we'll tune in, and we will catch you, we'll hear you, we'll listen to you, and we'll do it the easy way next week.
And thanks to Eric. It was fun.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.